Jesus has a heart for the world, and so do we. So let's sing about it today on Homecoming Radio.
Hello and welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
That's us.
Where the music touches the soul, and friends are here to celebrate the best news ever delivered. The gospel, that's something to celebrate. And to our friends around the world, thanks for jumping back in here with us. I'm Daniel Britt, along with a great cast of characters ready to get things started. How about Gene McDonald back for more? Woody Wright.
Hey, kids.
Woody.
Amber Nealon.
Hello.
Kevin Williams.
Kevin.
And our soft seven inside, Tori Taft.
That's me.
Tori's here.
Homecoming queen.
And Bill Gaither.
There he is.
Hey, you said it, Bill. Today we've gathered with hearts united to love like Jesus.
That's right. And my guests today are full of heart and soul. Russ Taft, Brothers of the Heart. Amy Grant. Hey, it's going to be good.
It's going to be great, Bill. And we're going to start with the whole Homecoming gang featuring your hero, Jake Hess, and Jesse Dixon. When he calls, I'm going to fly away.
There was once a time when in my heart I was condemned to die. I was walking in my sinful ways. But Jesus paid the ransom for my soul. I bade this world goodbye. And when he calls me, I will fly away. Oh, and when he
calls, I will answer. Here am I.
I am ready.
If he wants me to die,
there's
a mansion waiting
me on high. When he calls me,
I'm going there by and by.
When he calls me, I'll be running to God.
Exit song at the beginning of the
That was a Homecoming gang with your sweet friend Jake and Jesse singing When He Calls, I'll Fly Away. What a song.
And my grace for the moment reminder is this. In Japan, broken objects are often repaired with gold. The flaw is seen as a unique piece of the object's history, which adds to its beauty.
Wow.
Consider this when you are feeling broken.
Mm-hmm. So good.
Oh, I love this one from the Gaither Vocal Band.
Oh, Lord, you brought us from a mighty long way.
yes. Oh Lord, you brought us through the thick and thin, through the fire and wind, to a better place. You brought us out.
Gaither Vocal Band on Homecoming Radio.
Listen to that.
Oh,
now.
Yeah. Oh, my favorite.
Time.
It's like going home, isn't it?
Yes. We've searched high and low, far and wide,
no,
A
you
to
haven't.
Z, to find the perfect word, Kevin, the perfect word to yep. learn, the perfect word to use,
uh-huh.
and maybe it will become your favorite new word.
Or
it's
not.
The word of the day, and today the word is vapid.
Ooh. Oh, wait a minute.
Vapid.
Oh, I got it over here. Let me
sure
go ahead.
I was so close.
Let me relieve the anxiety here. Vapid. Daniel, I wish you'd put a little more time into these words. These are so easy. Vapid, Rhode Island, known as the Branson of the North. It's a beautiful, sleepy little town set on a pristine lake in Rhode Island with 194 theaters and 67 all-you-can-eat buffets. Vapid draws vacationers from all over the world who come to take in some shows, eat some cotton candy, and get a tattoo. Some vacationers enjoy kayaking the Vapid Rapids. There's a Class 3 rapid right at the very end, Daniel, where the waterfall dumps you right into a statue of the Oak Ridge Boys. It's amazing! After your kayaking, you can enjoy the Boxcar Willie Museum, the Kenny Rogers Theater, the Frankie Avalon Theater, the Dukes of Hazzard Breakfast Show, and take the whole family to America's favorite country music theme park, Paper Dollar City. Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
how Paper Dollar City.
I want to go to Vapid.
How do you read that so vapidly?
Actually, okay, here's what it really means. Is someone or something described as vapid means they're lacking in liveliness, force, or spirit. Much like this crew. As such, vapid is often synonymous with dull or boring, as in, Jim preferred to watch the game in silence with the TV on mute rather than listen to the vapid chatter of the play-by-play announcer. Do you get it now?
I get it.
All right,
I get it. I remember Taylor Mason's mother one time, you know, was watching professional wrestling on TV with the sound down. She said, he's trying so hard.
Some listen to this show on mute.
Yeah. We're trying so hard.
That's funny.
Oh, I'm busting.
Let's go to the Brothers of the Heart. Listen to the music.
Don't you feel it growing day by day? People, get ready for the news. Some are happy, some are sad. It ain't so hard to do if you know how. Gotta get a message, get it on through. Oh, now mama gonna let the music play.
Oh, listen to the music. Oh, listen to the music. Oh, listen to the music.
Of the Heart on Homecoming Radio.
And here's a prayer for today. Lord, the morning sings of your beauty and lightness of heart. There is always fresh hope in the morning if we stop to receive it. The new possibilities of morning are like a glimpse of Sabbath when we are reminded that everything happens because you permit it and that the end of history is in your hands. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You know, your feedback is very important, and we encourage you to leave a note at homecomingradio.com.
You know, it gives us a lot of encouragement when you're recording a program like this. Sometimes you wonder, is anybody out there listening? A simple note is very encouraging.
We also love to know the worldwide diversity of the people to whom we're speaking. It's a reminder that there are people who love gospel music in every nook and cranny of the globe.
And a little note helps us to realize the importance of sharing the joy and the hope of gospel music with anyone who's listening. So, Bill, tell them how to leave us a note.
Well, you just go to homecomingradio.com and click on the banner that says, leave us a note.
Write your message in a box and then hit the send button and you've left us a note. And we do read them all.
And Bill, no stamps are necessary. Just write it, click it, and send it. It's homecomingradio.com. We want to hear from you today.
Kevin, I never said this 30 years ago, but I want to say it now. Welcome to the Geekster.
You know, somebody, one of your friends actually told me some 30 years later, Bill will welcome you into the thank you.
Eventually.
You know what? I just really wanted to see if you were really going to stay. So so you have been officially welcome.
Wow, longest job interview in history.
That's great. When do I get paid?
Yeah. Now, that's another matter.
Now. 30 years. This is a dream come true for me. And Mark Lowry and I, this started during COVID 2020, and Mark started that Facebook thing of his. And so he wanted some guitar tracks to do some old familiar hymns for a sing-along.
Right. He touched me. And stuff like that.
Yeah, we're getting to that. And so anyway, we did that, and these became albums, projects, and you can get them, you can stream them and all that stuff. So I think that's where you're going with all this.
And I think you'll have them on the cruise when we're...
There's still cabins available.
Get your brochure today.
Cheaper by the dozen.
There are still some cabins left. So.
Where you'll hear great music like this. Listen to that guitar right there. That's some expertise.
All right, Mark Lowry and Kevin Williams.
I'm satisfied with just a cottage below, a little silver and a little gold. But in that city where the ransomed will shine, I want a gold one, that silver lined. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we will nevermore wander, but walk on streets that are purest gold. Don't think me deserted or lonely, I'm not discouraged, I'm heaven bound. I'm just a pilgrim in search of that city. I want a mansion, a robe and a crown. I've got a just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we will nevermore wander, but walk on streets that are purest gold. We'll walk on streets that are pure as gold.
Well, that was Mansion Over the Hilltop with Mark Lowry and Kevin Williams.
Oh, Kevin, yeah.
Yeah.
It's time now to throw your heart wide open and
give it away.
Take whatever you have and give it away.
Hody, a farmer and a U.S. Air Force veteran,
walked into a drugstore in his hometown and learned from the owner that sometimes families can't afford to pay for their medicines.
Yeah. Mm.
He said, "Here's $100 for anyone who can't afford their prescriptions. Don't tell a soul where the money came from.
Wow.
Tell them it's a blessing from God."
Love that.
Wow.
Mm.
A month later, he walked back into the same drugstore and said, "Here's another $100 bill. Don't tell a soul that the money came from me. Tell them it's a blessing from God."
Love
that's
that.
Incredible.
Yeah, he
that's
found it in himself to throw his heart wide open and give it away.
Right.
Wow.
Sorry. Way to go, Hody.
Give it away.
Homecoming Radio, where you get the most encouragement.
Letters. Oh, we get letters. We get your letters every day.
Friends just like you are so encouraging. Boy, we love getting your notes and your letters just like these.
Allison says, "I'm listening from Portmore, Jamaica. I thoroughly enjoy your program, including the light moments of chuckle. Keep up the terrific work, guys."
A great name for a quartet. Light moments of chuckle. This is Benjamin, and he says, Benjamin says, "Hello, Homecoming Radio. Listening to you from Nairobi, Kenya. I tune in
Kenya.
Every Friday evening, listening to your wonderful gospel music that blesses my soul."
And he goes on to say, "Growing up, we had a video cassette playing the Happy Goodmans, and I remember Bill doing nice introductions before the songs. Yeah. Every Friday evening, we used to listen to that same tape, enjoying the great music. It was our Friday tradition. This radio program reminds me of that and brings back memories. So keep up the good work."
You know, I spent my own allowance money. That was the first video that I bought of a game.
Really?
Game.
Really?
Wow. Thanks, Benjamin.
Well, how much allowance did you get?
$29.95.
Just enough.
You know...
And you sold it on eBay to a guy from Kenya.
You know, we love your notes.
We sure do.
Keep in touch when you contact us today at homecomingradio.com.
Yeah.
One of the greatest songs ever written. One of the greatest lyrics ever written. People always quote the second verse. Gloria, when she talks about this song, always comes up with this phrase, "the guilty pair." You know who that is?
Yeah.
All of us. Yeah. "Bowed down with care, God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled, pardoned from his sin." Oh, love of God. Here it is. You're going to love it.
"The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen could ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care, God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and just so.
and were the skies a parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. Oh, love of God, how rich and good, how measureless and strong.
Well, our goal today was to bring a little heart to your day, all the while encouraging you to remember Christ's heart for the entire world. Join us next time, where we'll be sure to once again bring the music and the smiles.
Yes, hey, we've put so much at your fingertips over at homecomingradio.com. Make sure you visit today where you can.
You can hear more of us online, download our smartphone app, see the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts, mm-hmm. events, cruises,
yeah.
and all the happenings.
Get the latest scoop on the videos, new projects, and link up to our social media and Facebook pages, and you can leave us a note.
All of this and more at what?
HomecomingRadio.com.
That's HomecomingRadio.com.
So good. And we've got so many great Hoosier Homecoming radio stations in your home state of Indiana, Bill. Wake up, Bill. Great stations like WWDL, WRAY, WKID, and so many more. We say
salute.
And don't forget, a few more cabins left for the cruise. And we're all out of time. But we'll be back here soon. Join us again. It wouldn't be this same without you.
No,
see you later,
see you
everybody.
Time.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com. And we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.